You know, football is the ultimate team game. And just to take the field with 10 other guys and, you know, have to see things the same way in order to be successful, going to battle with those guys, it really means a lot. And there's nothing quite like it.
An opportunity for me to give back to my community, the community that supports us. To be able to come back and give back to this community means a lot to myself and the New York Giants family.
It's all about being a servant, you know, being willing to sacrifice, taking away the ego, being able to be an example, never giving up, always being encouraging.
Merry Christmas. You're welcome.
Don't just leave your arms out to the side, get them involved. There you go. That's it. That's it. There we go. They're aggressive over here. Bowley, they might tackle better than you. They might tackle better than Bowley.
Hey, baby, I told y'all to be a parade on Tuesday. I told you it was going down. We believed in each other when nobody else believed in us. And now guess what? We world champs, baby. Get a close up on the hat. Yeah. Holler at your boy.
First and foremost, I want to give honor to God. Without him, none of this is possible. I'd like to thank my parents, Joe and Shirley Canty, for being here today. You guys have always been there. Thank you, guys. I love you. I'd like to thank the ownership of the New York Giants, the Mara and the Tisch family. 3 years ago, giving me the opportunity to join the best sports franchise in the world, the New York Football Giants. Last and not least, I'd like to thank the coaching staff and my teammates. On and off the field, you guys have been supportive of me, and I appreciate that. It means a lot. Special shout out to my defensive line. You guys are like my brothers. Y'all know how we do. I got a lot of love for you guys, man, a lot of love for you guys. When they told me a couple of weeks ago that I was going to be honored at this luncheon, you know, I was a little bit taken back, you know, just to have the organization honor me in that fashion, not only for what I had done on the field, but, you know, what I'm doing and my commitment to service off the field. Michael Eisen was the one who actually said, I needed to interview you. You know, we got to talk about your award. And I said, what award? But, you know, it's just it's truly an honor. You know, to be able to be in this position, to be able to have this platform. I can remember growing up in the Bronx, we'd come home from church on Sundays, and my dad would turn on the television, and we'd be watching the Giants, and you'd see Coach Parcells and, you know, Phil Sims and Lawrence Taylor. And I can remember just being in such awe of those guys, and to have an opportunity to join in that tradition, to join in the legacy that is the New York Football Giants, is truly a blessing. That being said, with that blessing, it also comes with tremendous responsibility, a responsibility to be in service to those around me, not just the coaches and my teammates and the people over in the Timex building, but also to my community, a community that's given us so much. And so it's only right and it's only fitting that we take the opportunity to give back. I tell everybody all the time that asks me about why I do the things that I do. There's nothing quite like being able to see the smile on a kid's face when you come into the school and you have an opportunity to read to them, or just to be able to provide the spark that inspires them to dream and achieve. There's nothing like it. It's an awesome feeling. And you don't have to run a fast 40 time, or you don't have to bench press 225, 30 times to be able to experience that feeling. Everybody has something to give, whether it be, you know, your resources, a specific skill or talent, or simply your time. Everybody has something to give, and we all can make our community a better place. We all can have a positive impact in the lives of others. You know, Coach Coughlin does this thing in our team meeting rooms in the mornings. He'll leave us with an inspirational quote or, you know, just a few words of wisdom, mostly from John Wooden. So I thought it'd only be fitting this afternoon to close my remarks with leaving everybody with a Wooden. Coach Wooden said that You can never live a perfect day until you do something for someone that will never be able to repay you. Thank you all. God bless. Go Giants.